God used Our Lady of Guadalupe to convert more than 10 million people over a period of 10 years, 1 million per year. And if you ever do the math, that would be roughly about 2,777 people and conversions per day. Have you ever wondered how on earth did they baptize so many people? Most videos talk about the story of Our Lady of Guadalupe, the apparition and all those things. But there's also a lot of things that happen afterwards that are really quite amazing. And in the book, Guadalupe Mysteries, that I got several years ago, it tells you literally everything that you ever wanted to know that was happening before the apparition, during, and all the after effects afterwards. We're going to get into that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Suddenly, there was a flood of converts. Brother Jerónimo de Mendieta, a Franciscan chronicler, the author of Historia Ecclesiástica Indiana, a pioneering work, witnessed the events. He wrote that the Indians initially came in groups of 200 or 300 at a time, but their numbers grew until there were thousands. They came from various tribes, often from places that were several days on foot away, the old and the young, the ill and the healthy. Those who were baptized returned with their relatives so that they too might receive the sacrament. The Franciscans were amazed by the vast number of converts. Day by day, the handful of missionaries had to meet the expectations of tens and even hundreds of thousands of Indians. Contemporary chroniclers relate that the Franciscans who baptized the Indians were so tired that they often were unable to raise their hands when administering the sacrament. There was a lack of friars to cope with the crowds that came from all directions. At times, some of them had to baptize from 4,000 to 6,000 daily. One day, two priests baptized over 15,000 in Xochimilco. The missionaries were stunned by so many conversions. They were the more disoriented as the Indians did not see baptism as a sort of magic, and they did not limit the Christian religion just to the ritual sphere. A desire to transform their lives followed conversion. That was particularly evident in a sphere where the church had hitherto had its greatest failure, that is, polygamy. Previously, the Indians had many wives and had not accepted arguments to change this practice. Even when they had been prepared to accept Christianity, they had rejected monogamy. It was with great difficulty that the missionaries convinced the first 8 couples to enter into a sacramental union, which took place on October 14, 1526. After 1531, the Indians spontaneously began to abandon polygamy and to enter Catholic marriages. The missionaries were amazed that the Indians had begun to accept monogamy, though the majority of them had not had any religious instruction on the subject. The phenomenon took on a mass character. Brother Toribio de Benavente, nicknamed Motolinia by the Aztecs, recalled in 1541 that churches were unable to accommodate all the couples who wanted a Catholic wedding. There were days when even 500 couples were married. The Indians suddenly desired to live Christian lives in all spheres of life. They acknowledged their own sinfulness, the need to battle against their own weaknesses, hence they saw the need for confession. Jerónimo de Mendieta wrote that the Indians sometimes walked for several days, at times covering 80 miles, just to make confessions at missionary centers. They traveled in large groups numbering several thousand, which include women, children, and the elderly. Sometimes children were born during the journeys. The converts' zeal evoked great admiration among the friars, who had not come across such religious zeal in Europe. Such scenes reminded them of the mass conversions of pagans as related in the Acts of the Apostles. Hence, they pinned their hopes on the American continent, seeing there the future of Christianity. Fernando de Alva, a New Spain chronicler of Aztec descent, wrote that the Indians in large numbers renounced their former beliefs and destroyed the images of their former gods as they saw them as depictions of demons. That's pretty interesting. Brother Toribio de Benavente was very impressed by their faith, simplicity, and humility. He wrote that they could be a model of gospel poverty, as they did not desire fame, positions, or wealth, being content with a few modest things. They realized the ideal of which Jesus spoke, that is, not to be solicitous about food or clothes, but about the kingdom of God. Many of them served the church, helping the missionaries and proclaiming the gospel to their compatriots. Their example also strengthened the faith of the missionaries. Brother Jeronimo had similar feelings about the Indians as he saw many of them cry when receiving the sacraments. He fervently disputed with the conquistadores, who undermined the authenticity of conversions, for they thought that the natives became Christians out of expediency. That is utterly amazing. Don't you wish you had been there to see it? Masses of people in mass coming for conversion. Utterly amazing. And it gives us an answer, because we live in a world where the church, despite its efforts, although oftentimes the church's efforts, our efforts are not very good, we're not going to convert the 7 billion people of earth. That is clear. We need something from heaven. We need Our Lady to come and help us. And so this should show us that we cannot do it alone. We have not, we are not, we will not. We need to ask Our Lady to come to our country, to convert our country. She could do it, and Jesus will use her. And we need something from heaven, whether that be the illumination of conscience or something else. But clearly, this shows us what we should be praying for God to convert the world through a supernatural means. My friends, God bless you. Happy Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. By the way, did you notice what's back here? That is a high-quality photo-reproduced image of Our Lady of Guadalupe from Mexico City that was touched to the tilma of Our Lady of Guadalupe by the rector of the Our Lady of Guadalupe Basilica. Behind the basilica, there is a small store that keeps these. So they did this one time. They did it to thousands of them. And since so few people know about them, they don't go back there to buy them. It is of amazing quality. They have several different sizes. Right here is the website where you can buy them. They can ship it directly to you. And why did they do that? Because they wanted to perpetuate the miracles of Our Lady of Guadalupe through these images. So go get yourself one right now. And I will see you in the next one.